It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. On Saturday, a man died in a mountain biking accident in Crested Butte. 40-year-old William Olson of Edwards, Colorado, died while competing in the only U.S. stop in the Enduro World Series. Marjorie Troutman is with the Mount Crested Butte Police Department.
A rider was injured in a fall on his bicycle. My understanding is that he may have hit a tree or a tree stump and sustained some injury to his chest area, which caused his fatal injury.
She says two other racers gave Olson CPR for 30 minutes and sent other riders for help. Troutman says it took race organizers 30 minutes to respond to the accident because it's in a remote area with no cell service. She says they also tried CPR for 30 minutes before a paramedic arrived on scene via helicopter. The paramedic pronounced Olson deceased. Event organizers say they canceled this round of the Enduro World Series out of respect for the victim and his family. A popular OHV road that connects Silverton to Telluride closed for several hours on Saturday after an accident. Emergency personnel responded to a call on Black Bear Pass after an elderly couple flipped their recreational vehicle multiple times. Officials say the driver was okay, but his wife suffered non-threatening injuries and required medical treatment. San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters says nearly 100 vehicles were on the pass when it closed for the rescue operation. Masters says more than 15 emergency personnel responded to the call that lasted 90 minutes. He calls the popular pass dangerous and says it's not safe when all of the community's resources are tied up for an incident like this one.
I am calling for a real careful review of the management of this particular pass, and maybe certain sections of it should be closed to motor vehicles.
Last week, police arrested a Grand Junction man in connection with the death of a 2-year-old girl. Authorities arrested 21-year-old Isaac Paul Ortiz on suspicion of second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death after allegedly hitting his girlfriend's daughter. On Thursday, emergency crews responded to a call at the home Ortiz shares with Lila Blackwood's mother. Officials say the toddler was unresponsive and they rushed her to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. The Mesa County coroner ruled the child's death a homicide caused by blunt force trauma injuries to the head and neck. Today is the last day to comment on a proposal that seeks to develop up to 25 natural gas wells on 5 well pads near Somerset. The Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service are seeking comments on the preliminary environmental assessment for the project. Gunnison Energy and SG Interests submitted the proposal that includes developing access roads and pipelines on up to 32 acres of federal and private surface land in the area. The Forest Service is trying to develop a plan to cope with devastation from spruce beetle damage and sudden aspen decline. The public comment period for an early draft of that plan wrapped up last week. KVNF's Jake Ryan recently sat down with Norm Bircher, a forester for Montrose Forest Products and a voice for the lumber industry on the Western Slope.
There used to be other lumber mills out here on the Western Slope. Now you guys are pretty much the only act in town. Why is that?
Most of the supply in Colorado comes from public lands, mostly Forest Service, a little bit of BLM. Over the last couple of decades, timber supply has been constricted artificially by the Forest Service and the federal government, causing most of the sawmills and wafer board plants to close.
Now, there's a plan, I guess, that would open up some timber sales. It's a component, I guess, of the Speedmer. The plan of the Forest Service how to deal with and how to cope with the spruce beetle kill and a sudden aspen decline. Could you tell me about how Speedmer will affect your company?
Speedmer is an acronym for Spruce Beetle Epidemic Aspen Decline Management Response. I got it right.
It's a mouthful.
And hundreds of thousands of acres in Colorado have been affected by the spruce beetle. It started during the drought of 2002 in the Wimmenuch Wilderness on the San Juan National Forest, and spread from there. There was a blowdown. Spruce beetle love to get into blowdown spruce, and it spread from there, took off, took several years to really develop into a sizable population, and then spread over into the Rio Grande National Forest, where it has decimated 80 to 90% of the spruce stands there already. It has then come on over the La Grita Mountains into the GMUG National Forest and has already killed tens of thousands of acres of spruce. This environmental impact statement being done by the Forest Service will allow them, if approved, to rapidly address the spruce beetle where it goes and help to salvage timber for the benefit of our sawmill and others, but it will also allow us to work in areas of high public safety concern. In wildland urban interface, close to some of the towns that are being affected, also along major roads. Like right now, we're working along Highway 149 up above Lake City on a under a different NEPA document. And will allow us to also mitigate perhaps some of the fuels that are out there, which are of concern to folks that are afraid of the wildfires that may develop. So we would potentially harvest 6,000 acres a year for our sawmill, which would allow us to keep going for another 8 to 10 years.
Now, 6,000 acres a year, the beetles are killing substantially more than that. What do you know, have any idea what percentage of the pie that you'll be processing?
Well, last year alone on the GMUG National Forest, spruce beetle killed 40,000 acres. So 6,000 acres is a drop in the bucket compared to what it's killed so far, which is hundreds of thousands of acres. So it's probably not an entirely adequate response, but there are many environmental safeguards that are put into it. Many places where we cannot work because they're wilderness or roadless areas. And so we believe that it is the response under SPEDMIR will be of a big help both to the Forest Service, the general public, and the timber industry.
That was Norm Bircher with Montrose Forest Products talking with KVNF's Jake Ryan. To hear more of his interview as well as other interviews about the Forest Service plan, tune in to Local Motion tomorrow night. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.